penises.
Yeah,
oh, we're just sitting here recording.
Praising the sites of StubHub and Ticketmaster because they're so friendly to the consumer. It's crazy. Then we were talking about Rich and I and Bob just joined us. We were chit-chatting about different shows and stuff and just the crazy, stupid convenience fees and these other fees that they tack on. It's just, it's asinine.
Yeah.
I don't know. I even was looking the other day or just for general admission college football tickets for a not great college football team that are like faced at $15. And after the fee, it's going to end up being like $23, $24. It doesn't make any sense.
The worst one I saw is, this was years ago. I mean, like years and years ago, but the Dead Milkmen were playing at the Trocadero and the tickets was only $30. It was a general admission show. So it was $30, whatever. And if you buy it from Ticketmaster, there was a $25 fee on top of that. So you're basically paying double for the tickets if you get it online. So I walked down to the Trocadero and bought them at the thing. Here you go. Here's the $30. Give me my ticket.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what's crazy too? You have these other crap things like, and it's not just StubHub or Ticketmaster, but the other places will do it. It's like, we're going to charge you a print at home fee.
Yeah.
What exactly is that? I'm already having to pay for my printer and the ink that goes in the printer and my internet and the electricity, whatever else possibly goes into that.
The paper.
Exactly. Now I'm having to pay a print at home fee. It's like,
kiss my ass.
It's insane. I don't get it.
It's called capitalism, my friend.
I don't like
stage capitalism.
I don't like it.
Neither do I. You should become a commie like us.
I'm taking the fees back.
Yeah. I'm taking them back!
Oh, man. But, I don't know. We were just sitting here chit-chatting about that, and I don't know. It's annoying, you know, and it's one of those things that has only progressively gotten worse over the years. Used to not be that bad, really. I mean, of course, you used to buy like a $100 ticket and be like, oh, yeah, here's a $3 fee, and you didn't really think much of it. And then that $3 fee becomes $30 for the same $100 ticket, and it's like, hey, wait a minute.
Wait, where the fuck are you getting $100 tickets to anything at this point?
You know what I mean. Dude, I was looking at Murray State football. They're $15 general admission tickets. It's not like they're racking up the wins here. I
went to a Little League game the other day, and it was $200 to park.
That's only because it was a random meth head running the lot. It wasn't like somebody there. It was just a random person.
It's Florida. They're not random meth heads.
I meant he wasn't like part of the thing. He was just somebody who was ripping you off.
No. No, he was standing there. He had the official shit.
No.
I mean, yeah. It was like cardboard, but you know.
So, are you second guessing that now? It's like, hey, wait a minute.
That didn't actually happen.
Are you
sure? Car still smells. Still smells.
Actually, I have heard a story one time of someone going to go park, and a guy came up to the window. It was like $10, and so he handed him a ticket, and then like he went to go park, and then immediately like the guy ran away, and he looked at the ticket and was like, "Hey, wait a minute, this is from yesterday."
So true story. Before Fort Myers Beach got destroyed by Hurricane Ian, people used to do that on their front yards. They would put up signs, and it would just be like $10 to park, ring doorbell. They would give you like a little handwritten thing. It was ridiculous, but
yeah, that's, you know, it's crazy. It's not uncommon though. I've heard it with different things. I went to years and years ago, I went to NASCAR in Bristol, and which is right on the border of like Virginia and Tennessee. Mm-hmm. And because of the amount of people that those events attract, like it's just the area can't handle that. So you have people charging for parking and camping on their own properties, and it's just insane. And same deal. It's like, oh yeah, park here for $20, and it's just, you know, Joe Bob's front lawn.
Yeah, no thanks. Yeah. I don't want cousins fucking in my front lawn.
The beginning of July, parking in Wildwood was $50 for a day.
Get the 50. Fuck out!
Like if you parked at a lot, yeah.
Get the good fuck out! God. Yeah.
We tried to go to the beach one day, and there was no street parking anywhere. So we just left. We didn't go to the beach. Like, we're not paying $50 for
lot parking. That's insane.
So you're talking about, like near the boardwalk, those fucking lots.
Yeah, from crest up to North Wildwood. Yeah.
So now, are we talking a weekend? Are we talking a weekday?
Oh, no, this is a week. This is probably a weekend. You're right. It's probably a weekend. Yeah.
All right.
But still, $50 is
it's, no, it's still fucking stupid, but I'm trying
well, okay. Would there be any possible kind of event that was going on nearby that could have caused that?
Just the summer.
Yeah, because that's what I was trying to think. The last time I was in Wildwood was 2016, but I went up on the boardwalk and I don't even think I paid when I parked.
I see it was
like the middle of a weekday.
We went to the boardwalk over the Labor Day weekend. I think we went Sunday night. And parking then was $20 for the lots, $25. Street parking is $5 an hour, though. So,
yeah, so it's not much fucking better.
Yeah. I mean, look, $20 anymore is $20. I mean, that is what it is. But 50, I paid 50 for parking for the Phillies Cardinals wild card game. And that was in a parking garage that was basically catty corner to Busch Stadium. But it's a playoff game.
Oh, okay.
And you know what I mean? It's understandable that it was going to be, I knew going into it. Plus, we were parked there for about 10 hours because we had parked there specifically so we could go wander around downtown, go see the arch, you know, do all the touristy stuff.
I was going to say, any more, like, if I was going to go to a Phillies or Eagles or Flyers game, I'm parking at Collingswood Station, taking the fucking train across, and then hopping on the Broadway line.
Well, that was, we went down for the Rangers Phillies in April, and coincidentally, there's a Taylor Swift concert going on at the Cowboy Stadium. And so all the little like businesses that are around that place, it was $85 to park.
Jeez. Yeah, no thanks.
Literally before the meeting we had at work where they were announced the layoffs they were doing, a couple of the I think it was our head of she's not here anymore, but it was like one of the heads of either product, I forget what group she was in, but they were talking about how much they paid for tickets to go see Taylor Swift with their kids.
Oh yeah. And then they talk about that, and then we'll talk about laying people off.
Yeah, she was one of the people who got laid off though, so it was okay. It worked out in the end.
Yeah, as long as she got fucking laid off too, because look, I work with a girl who she had promised her stepdaughter that they would go see Taylor Swift this year. And they would go see her somewhere so they could take like a mother-daughter road trip and then go visit and go see the concert and then drive back. Like she wanted to do, because she's going into her senior year and she's been doing really awesome. So she wanted to reward her for doing so great. And so, but she paid, I want to say like $2,000 plus or something like that for two tickets. Cool. And fuck.
I wouldn't even pay that if she performed naked. Still not worth $2,000.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Yeah, no. it's insane because that's not, I mean, that's that, and that, but think about how much money, because that's a lot of people doing that. It's not just them.
Maybe a private concert on my lap.
Dang it, Bobby.
All right, so we kind of ran StubHub and Ticketmaster down the road a little bit, especially with this exorbitant, I don't know, just fees, ticket prices, whatever. It's just all so stupid.
Look, all right, while we're talking about fees, I don't remember if we talked about it or not, the price increase of the PlayStation Plus.
Yeah. Screw that.
I just got my email. They want to charge me, $159 for the next year or whatever the hell it is?
Kissed my ass.
I gotta remember to cancel that. I don't remember the last time I turned on my PS5. Like, I'm going to turn it on, the dust is going to come out of the back of the thing.
Yeah. I went to go, I guess I wasn't paying attention, but I was going to grab the PGA game, only for the sheer fact that I wanted to play, like, the Topgolf mode in it, because it was a freebie with PS Plus.
Yeah.
And I must have just not paid attention, and I completely missed it, so I didn't grab it.
Yeah, so I mean, like, That's the one thing, though, is I'm like, I started thinking about it. I really wanted to download Saints Row because that's the September one. But honestly, I'm not going to have my PlayStation Plus, I think, runs up in December, and I'm not renewing it. So I don't even give a fuck. Fuck it. I'll go get that when it's on Black Friday sale for $10.
Yeah, I might keep it, but I'm obviously going to drop it. I mean, right now I'm paying for the upper tier package, but I just, it's $160. I don't know.
Yes. No, I'm completely done with it.
Hackers just came out on 4K, so I'll be turning and I'll watch that. The 4K DVD.
Yeah, price increase on that's not cool. And to me, it just leads to, hey, if we can increase the price on this and they'll still pay for it, we're going to keep releasing stupid things like the Portal and make them pay for that too.
Exactly. Yeah, and I'm sorry, man, but look, I don't utilize the online function enough. Have I gotten some good gameplay out of it? Yeah, I got to play Bugsnax. I played through Bugsnax the entire way. I learned about Nidhogg and played Nidhogg and found out that I really enjoy the game. So I paid $15 and bought that game. But I'm really not getting a huge amount of value out of it because when I play my PlayStation, I'm playing either Destiny, which is free, which actually I don't know if I'll be able to play Destiny anymore. Because it's, I guess, I don't know if you have to have PS Plus to play online games. So maybe I won't be able to play Destiny anymore.
I think you do. Because when I first got PS Plus, was only for the sheer fact to play Sackboy online and play around with a couple of the other options. Because I don't know, maybe I'm wrong in saying that, but I'm pretty certain you have to have the base one to play online.
So then, all right, so there we go. So I won't play Destiny anymore. I won't worry about getting the upgrades for that. I won't play Fall Guys anymore, or I'll play it on my PC. Or not my PC, my Mac. And then, yeah, I just won't do stuff. I'm not going to just give you money hand over fist because it doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, it says PlayStation Plus is required for most online play for both. Obviously, it's for both PS4 and 5. So, yeah, it's stupid. It really is. So I may drop it down to the lowest tier just to so I can play online for the little bit that I do. But my kids utilize it more than I do. Tommy plays Minecraft online, you know.
Okay, so Destiny 2, it says anything matchmaking, you'll have to have it. So available features and game modes will be limited, but you can play it without it. So that's fine because I don't play matchmaking or any of that shit anyway. I don't do any of the PvP. I only play PvE. So that's fine.
Yeah, I don't know. This again seems like such a racket.
Right? And then
to play Minecraft on the console and I like it better with a mouse and keyboard.
Yeah, I don't think my kids know any different.
Okay, here you go.
You know what I mean? I think that's why.
So Fall Guys, you don't need to play, or you don't need to have PlayStation Plus, Xbox Live, or Nintendo, the Nintendo online.
I'm with you, Rich, though. I don't play Minecraft myself, but that's a game I definitely could see needing a keyboard and mouse.
Yeah, when I played Minecraft, the like two or three times I played it on my PC, so.
Any of you guys played Diablo 4 yet?
No. I was trying to think which Diablo. I just bought one, but I couldn't remember which one it was. But it was 2 for PS5.
I played through Diablo 3 two times when it came out, though. I think I played through it for the PS, whatever version was out when it came out. And then I got the Switch one and played through it all over again.
So it came out originally on PS3 and 360. Okay. Diablo 2 for PlayStation.
The DLC, the one I had.
What's that?
I guess it definitely came with the DLC. The one I bought was like a Game of the Year version or something.
Oh, maybe? You might have gotten it on PS4 then.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's like a complete edition or something or other like that.
Because I have one.
Like I beat Diablo and it kept going. Like, why is it still going?
I had for Xbox, I have the Diablo 3 that has all the DLC. I forget what it's called. It's like the special Hell Edition or something like that. And then I have Diablo 2 for Xbox and for PS5.
Yeah, I've got Diablo 2 for the Switch.
I got to finish Detective Rain Code, whatever the fuck it's called, because I like that. It's only like a 30-hour game, so I should be able to finish that. And then I want to play Baldur's Gate 3, because I hear that's real good. But I also tried playing Cyberpunk 3 times and never finished it. I still got to go finish Stray. I'm just having a hard time finishing games.
They're making a movie of Stray.
Really?
Yeah, they're turning it into a movie.
Like a theatrical or?
Mm-hmm.
No kidding. Huh.
I found it. Netflix has this series called, is it Love, Death, and Robots? I think it's called Love, Death, and Robots. It's really good. It's an anthology sci-fi series. That was originally supposed to be a remake of the Heavy Metal movie, or a new Heavy Metal movie, and they lost the license and said, oh, let's go to Netflix and do this.
Really?
And they've had like three or four seasons, and it's really good. I highly recommend it.
I've watched a couple episodes of it.
Yeah. There's also a star. No, it's Zack Snyder has something coming out on Netflix that was supposed to be a Star Wars movie, because he did a script for Star Wars, and they said, well, let's strip the Star Wars stuff out of this and put this on Netflix. And it'll probably be something that I start watching and never finish, like the Zack Snyder version of Justice League, which is 9 hours long, black and white, and full screen. So,
yeah, that's what I was going to ask. Is it black and white and in full screen? Because
because
I'm out.
This one I think is sepia.
Sepia-toned?
Sepia-toned, yeah.
It's only to see Zack Snyder's vision.
It's Zack Snyder. It's just a 6-hour shot of Zack Snyder's puckering and unpuckering asshole.
I like 300. I even like the horrible movie he did with all the women that looked like a music video. I can't, Sucker Punch. Sucker Punch wasn't terrible, terrible. I don't know what happened to him. His Watchmen wasn't bad either, except for the ending.
I don't know. I hated how they changed so much of the ending. I didn't like the ending. I don't know. It kind of defeated the purpose of making it a movie. Kind of defeated the purpose of Alan Moore's whole thing with making it, you know. But I guess it eventually it's going to get made into a movie.
It was better than League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Yeah, you're not wrong. But
I don't have time to
devote. At least you can jerk off to it.
I was waiting for that. I just want time to devote for those 7-8 hour whatever cuts of anything. Like, there's no movie that I think I would really honestly love that much that I could sit there. Like, I just can't do it anymore.
I have 7-8 hours that I could devote to Malin Ackerman.
They put the Black Freighter and everything into it, so it's like the 5 or 6 hour thing. You don't watch it all once. I have those. Actually, I think you can watch them on HBO Max, too, so you don't have to put the discs in anymore. But those extended editions of Lord of the Rings, I think I watched them once when they first came out on, like, a 4-DVD set and haven't sat, because that's – and they're enjoyable, but still, like, yeah, they can't do this.
I was watching the very first one of those movies, and I fell asleep, and I've never gone back and tried to watch again.
I saw them on a theater. That was about it, though.
They get better. The second one's definitely the best of the three. I tried reading the books, and The Hobbit's fantastic. I really like The Hobbit. Like, let's lead Lord of the Rings, and I got through the first book, and I got through the second book slowly, and then I got like 50 pages into the last book. I'm like, I'm done. I don't care how this ends. This is horrible.
Yeah, Hobbit's an awesome book, but yeah, no, I never even bothered to try to read. The actual other Lord of the Rings books, the movies are excellent.
The prequel when he did that Silmarillion, whatever it's called, where it's like the history of
Middle-earth. Oh yeah, yeah. I didn't bother.
I can't even imagine. Yeah, no.
No, I like some movies are excellent, but I've only ever seen them once. You know what I mean? Like, I enjoyed my experience in the theater. The problem being, though, again, it's like now you're devoting 2.5-3 hours per, and it's like, I just can't do that anymore. You know, I think it's just maybe a fact of life of, you know, I was thrilled with myself last night. I actually got through a movie, and it was, you know, Major League 2. So
that's all with Jobu.
What's that?
That's all with Jobu, the guy that he's sacrificing and or offering, yeah, taking the offer.
Yeah, it's the one where second one is the one where he becomes like a Buddhist. So he kind of crosses Jobu and Buddha. And,
Omar Epps replaces Wesley Snipes in that one, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. It's
about Wesley Snipes. This is a downgrade.
Yeah, there's so many like really funny parts in that movie that, you know, one of those I always go back to just for some good one-liners.
I read The Princess Bride over the summer, and it was really good. So I went back and watched the movie for like the 9,000th time. That's one of the ones I'll watch over and over and over again.
Yeah, we watched that with the kids this summer camp, and
the book follows almost exactly. It's really good. And then I finished, before we started recording, I caught up on Ahsoka, and I never watched any of the Rebels cartoons, so I'm slightly lost, but not really, because it's kind of like, except for when the space whale showed up. I'm like, what the fuck's a space whale? And I had to go look that up real quick, but it doesn't seem like it matters to anything. They just kind of show up and expect you to know what they are. But I'm like, let's read the Thrawn books, the Thrawn trilogy from, because I never really read any Star Wars books either. And they're actually really good. These are the ones that take place right after the good trilogy. And they find this Grand Admiral's out in the middle of nowhere, and he's like a super tactician guy. It's pretty good.
So clearly by the good trilogy, you're talking about the prequels.
Oh yeah, because I love me Hayden Christensen, and especially when he's a little kid. Wizard pod races are cool though.
If there's a way I could slap you through the computer, I would.
If I actually believed that, I would want you to slap me through the computer.
Natalie Portman. It was the second movie where they had Natalie Portman tied up and some monster attacked her and just ripped off the middle of her shirt so her belly was exposed.
Was that the second one? Yeah, that was the second one.
It may have been the third one. I don't remember.
And it must have been a little cold in the studio where they were filming.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to sit down and watch Empire Doom again. Well, at least. Oh boy. There we go.
Not wrong. Except I was looking at Natalie Portman. You were looking at Count Dooku.
Hey, Christopher Lee is awesome. I would, you know, just out of respect, I would take care of him. Whatever you need, sir.
Well, at least you weren't looking at Watto.
I do like me some Jar Jar's tongue. There you go.
Oh boy. Wow.
All right. I'm never going to get a boner again.
Hey, all you have to do is listen back to one of our episodes. Like, cure that problem.
The Noise Brigade podcast providing birth control since 2020.
Oh, man. Yeah. Now, we sat down, obviously, watched, episode 4. Not that long ago, which was fun again to see it. I just, you know, so many times I've watched them as a kid, you know, and absolutely loving it. So we're gonna sit down and watch Empire soon, and we'll call through the real trilogy. And then I basically told my son that he's on his own after that.
If you stop Return halfway through, like after Jabba dies, it's like the best movie ever. You just gotta stop it there, though.
There's one. Rogue One is really good.
Rogue One's okay.
Yeah, I knew there were some others that are good. Actually, sorry, I don't mean to stop you, but it did remind me, though, that I remember seeing the Ewoks movie in the theaters when I was a kid. So
I have the cartoon downloaded and haven't watched much of it yet.
I'm surprised we didn't get the comment from Rich.
About Ewoks?
Yeah.
Do you like bears.com? It covers everything.
There you go. I like it.
There we go. All right.
Smart move. Right. Smart move.
Speaking of Ewoks, the Eagles are playing the Patriots this weekend, and Zeke Elliott plays for them. So Ewoks represented.
Yeah. Yeah, Richard, you definitely got to look up that guy because, yeah, that poor guy.
What was his name? Zach Elliott, did you say?
Zeke Elliott. look up Zeke Elliott, Zeke Elliott, and then just type Ewok after it. You won't be disappointed. I want to know what he's doing with all the human money that he's gotten paid all these years on Endor.
It is pretty wild. It really is.
Like, what the fuck is he doing with all that money? Is he burning it to help cook stormtroopers?
It's just funny. It really is. Yeah. Actually, some of the memes people have made over the years too are just fantastic.
It's great. I love it. Wub wub. Jub jub.
Jub jub.
Wub wub. What the fuck is Jub Jub from?
The Simpsons. That was the name of her lizard.
Yeah, his name, it was Jub Jub was the iguana, right?
Yeah, you're right.
We're going through season 12 right now, and season 12 is just chock full of just awesomeness too.
What season was fuck, why can't I think of the goddamn the Party Posse?
That was season 12. Yeah, that was the New Kids on the Block episode. The one with the Backstreet Boy or no, NSYNC.
No, it was NSYNC.
Yeah, it was the one there, the Join the Navy backwards.
Yeah, even at Miage.
Yeah, we just watched that one a couple days ago. But that whole season, that was so good. It's just full of good ones. I forgot how good it was because, like, I typically go back and I'll go through, like, 3 through 8, you know, over and over again, and then I'll forget because, like, there's a little lull after that, but then 12 is just, my goodness, it's the whole thing's awesome.
I just saw something was showing me clips of, I guess, newer Simpsons, and there was an episode where Bart sees boobs. Here it is.
Interesting.
I don't know what season this is from.
Does his voice change?
I was going to say, does that go back to... But that calls back an old episode, though.
He gets upset about it because he's 10 years old.
I was going to say, because, like, do you remember the one old... I mean, you go back, way back in the series... The one where he's basically running the door at the brothel.
Yeah, that's great. That's one of my favorite scenes where Grandpa walks in and walks her back out again.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Jack West in your funeral.
I can't find the... It doesn't look like it's actually in this clip that I sent you, but it's part of that episode, apparently. That's wonderful. Thanks, Google. You suck.
That is funny.
Oh, here you go. Simpsons fan wiki's got the screenshot of it. At
least. Oh, here it is.
Oh boy.
Hold on. I'm gonna play it for you. I'm gonna share my screen. How the fuck do I? There it is. All right. It's good. It's in this clip.
Jesus Christ, I thought this was a recent episode. It says the original air date was 2012.
That's close enough.
All right, ready?
Thank you, gift.
What could a girl have that I... Oh, oh my God, it's just like Dad's.
My breast!
What? No!
That's good.
Oh my God, it's just like Dad's.
Just like Dad's. That's from 2012?
Shit.
Holy crap. Good God. I have to be honest, I have not really kept up. I watched last year's Treehouse of Horror.
Season 23. I searched. That's the one with Death Note, right? I had to find that episode to watch it because of that.
Yeah, that's really good. I thought that was really well done. But that was really the last one I watched. That was within the last, God, 6-7 years.
I've watched all the wonderful shorts that they've had on Disney Plus that have been long commercials for various things.
I won't go down that road.
Lisa becomes best friend with Billie Eilish in an episode, and something about the Death Star. I forget what this Star Wars one was. Maggie fights the Imperial baby.
It should have just been fucking Luke be a Jedi tonight. Yeah. That's the only crossover they need.
Yeah. I'm with it. I don't know.
I'm caught up on Harley Quinn, too. That's a good show.
I still need to watch. I need to catch up on Harley Quinn. It is. It's such a good series. I really do enjoy it. I just always forget when it comes out.
Thursday.
Oh, I wonder which. We got a release date for Invincible.
Hmm?
Yeah,
have you guys seen the Invincible series on Amazon?
Mm-mm. Is it about is it a football guy with the Eagles?
No, not
that one.
Not Kelly. No, this is a Robert Kirkman comic book. And
the first season is really good. Then they did like a special episode with Adam Eve that was fantastic. And November, I think new episodes of that started.
November 2nd. Yeah. Wait, you didn't like? Wait, did you? You broke up a little bit. Did you not like the Adam Eve one?
No, I thought the Adam Eve was fantastic. And I think you're the one.
Oh, okay. I thought you said it was ass. You as you were saying fantastic, and it just sounded like ass. And I'm like, oh, okay. Because I thought it was really good too. So
it was fantastic, and you could jerk off to it.
It was really good. So that's coming out. Shit, what else? We got the Kelsey, which Rich, I know you're not interested in this, but we got the Kelsey documentary coming up on Amazon Prime on September 12th.
Who's Kelsey?
Travis Jason Kelsey is the center for the Eagles. And Travis Kelsey is his brother who plays for the Chiefs.
Who
got hurt and fucked my fantasy team today.